Time now this morning on as we talk once a month with the folks at the Community Foundation. We have with us Laura Malone joining us to talk about the peoplewhocare.org is the great place to go to get the information, as well as their Facebook page. But you're getting set for the Connect for a Cause that's coming up. We're just about a month away, right?
Yeah, it's hard to believe how soon we are to getting to this. This is we kicked this off last year as our inaugural crowdfunding event. Last year it was 12 hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., and we raised just under $150,000 for 56 different nonprofits. And the board of the Community Foundation had provided a $40,000 match to those funds. This year, we have 65 nonprofits participating, and it's still going to be that 12-hour window, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on September 16th. Our goal is to raise at least $250,000 for those nonprofits participating in the day's event. And we've been fortunate to have a great alliance with what we refer to as our Connect to a Cause business champions, who have helped to create a donation match pool of $42,000 in combination with funds from our board. And that money will be prorated across all 65 nonprofits based upon the monies that they raise. And then we also have a couple surprises that will probably be brewing for that day that I'm not quite ready to share yet.
Well, it wouldn't be a surprise if you shared it with us. So, yeah.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. I will say that the surprise does start with a dollar sign instead of the S, but that's as far as I'm going to go.
Okay, well, it's always about raising a lot of the different funds. Connect to a Cause, I guess, again, is coming up in September. What's the date in September for that?
September 16th from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We are encouraging most of the donations to be online through our portal that day. However, we are also accepting checks and cash donations on that day. We have had some folks mail in checks already. That does require a special form, and if you want to mail in a check, you can reach out to me for that form, and you can reach out to me at our phone number, which is 440-984-7390, and I'll be happy to get you that form for your Connect to a Cause contribution.
And I know here at WEO, we'll be keeping people updated throughout the day or reminding them that the event is going on for that period, kind of a concentrated effort. But, you know, it's that one day, but there are other things going on. I understand the Mermaid's Tale is kind of having an event kind of related to Connect to a Cause today. Right?
Yeah, so the Mermaid's Tale is a fashionably fun women's boutique in Amherst. They are on 201 Church Street, diagonal They are holding an event today and tomorrow where if you mention Connect to a Cause, they will contribute 20% of the sale proceeds to the Connect to a Cause prize pool that is going on for the nonprofit. So the Mermaid's Tale is one of our business champions, and that is how they're carrying forward their business champion commitment, is dedicating a portion of their sales today and tomorrow for those efforts and supporting Connect to a Cause. So feel free to come on out at your lunch break, you know, create a convenient excuse to run an afternoon errand. You know, they are open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today and tomorrow. And those proceeds, if you mention Connect to a Cause, will go towards that Connect to a Cause prize pool for those 65 different organizations. So we're super excited about that event. I'll be there. Some of our other staff will be there to be able to talk with different folks live and in person.
Talking today with Laura Malone, the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Let's talk about some of the, you have some of those funds that you work with, the Hispanic Fund, African American Community Fund. Let's talk about, I guess, the Hispanic Fund is launching a new Latinx Scholarship Fund. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so this is super exciting. The Latinx Scholarship Fund is a new fund that they are kicking off. They are trying to just ask the community to contribute $100, and they figure if they get 100 donations of $100, then they will have enough to be able to start their grant-making process for next year's school year. The Hispanic Americans, only 16% of them hold a bachelor's degree, you know, which means out of 20 million U.S. college students, that's only about 4.3 million that are Hispanic or Latin. So they really want to try and be able to move the needle in helping to create new educational opportunities for the Hispanic and Latinx community. That is available on our website. If you go to peoplewhocare.org and you go to our give page and just type in the word Latinx, L-A-T-I-N-X, it'll come up immediately in the search tab, and you can make your contribution to that fund now.
The African American Community Fund, they have a Spark Tank competition. I think we kind of touched on it once briefly before. We get a little more details on this.
Yeah, this is super exciting. So this is something that the African American Community Fund has done in the past. I think they took a break last year because of COVID, but it is kind of, you know, if you've ever seen Shark Tank on TV, it's kind of similar to that, where they are currently looking for applicants to participate. So if you are a nonprofit organization that is doing work in the African American community, or have a project that you're working on that is focused in the African American community, they do encourage any nonprofit to apply by August 23rd. The African American Community Fund will narrow down those applicants to their top three finalists. And then that'll be a special event on October 16th, where those three organizations will basically make their pitch, and they will do that in front of three celebrity judges who will determine the first, second, and third place awards, and each of those three will have varying prizes that they will be awarded based upon how they place. So this is a really fun activity where the African American Community Fund is really just trying to, you know, take the idea of grant making and making it something fun and unique and different. So we're really looking forward to having organizations apply to participate and then narrow that down to the top three to be able to make those awards accordingly.
PeopleWhoCare.org is the website to go to for the Community Foundation of Lorain County. Community Foundations has their second annual Connect to a Cause. Laura, the next time we talk is going to be on Connect to a Cause. I believe that's when we're going to meet.
Yeah, I was just thinking that our next time that we meet is on Connect to a Cause Day. So I think we'll be spending a lot of time together that day, Bruce.
Absolutely, with all the different organizations, big and small, that are going to get extra money thanks for that big event. And it's kind of a big focus and one-day event, and everybody gets excited about the funds. And I guess even right now, probably starting to sort of raise some of those funds to help. People want to go ahead.
There is a lot of momentum building, so we're super excited about the activities that are brewing. You know, if you're in Lorain and you drive by the Palace Theater, they are talking about it on their marquee sign, and you're definitely seeing more of the other participating nonprofits spreading the word. So it's great to be able to see how this momentum is growing in its second year.
Well, it shows all the different great organizations in the community helping all different causes. And if you find the cause that touches you, that's the one that you really want to participate in.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
PeopleWhoCare.org is the place to go to get the information. Laura, we appreciate your time this morning. And again, we'll talk again in September.